Blog Talk Radio.
It's pregame radio, live from the planet of Brooklyn.
What's going on, folks? It's your boy, Brooklyn Black, and of course, this is pregame radio for Saturday, December 18, 2010. We got a lot of big stuff going down today. Just confirmed that Trey Brown coming out of Southside Jamaica, Queens, is going to be live on the check-in tonight. And also, a couple more things, some new joints to play for you and everything. But call us up, 347-857-4302. We're getting the chat line opened up. We're getting chat room opened up, letting some people get up in here. And, of course, as always, we're going to have our Masters of the Week, new music, new stories, things of that nature. You guys can call up with your request and, you know, if you got topics you want us to go in on, you know, ask a question, whichever. You know, that's what we're here for. This is pregame radio, and we're here for you guys. Pardon me for a second if I'm still going on. I know you guys are used to hearing the track first off real quick, but it seems that we had a little bit of technical difficulties as far as the switchboard and anything like that. But we're gonna get right back in it. Don't worry if you guys are on the line, calling up. I see you, and I'll get you guys in 1 second. But also, shout out to pregame administrators, Lady Steele, pregame fan, Twan representing Fort Greene. They came out pregame. It was in big, big, heavy effect last night at the Nest Fest house party that was down in Brooklyn. I held down the door, and we did the damn thing. Heard a lot of indie music, rock, hip-hop, you know, nice little mix of the whole music genre, and it was music in the raw. So when I go to parties like that or showcases and things like that, it's real soothing, you know, because let's be for real, a lot of stuff that's, you know, that these artists are putting out now as music or putting it down as the next hot thing and everything like that ain't really flying, you know. So, like I said, when I go to one of these unsigned showcases and things of that nature, it's a breath of fresh air, you know, because with that, this is people who are doing it strictly for the love of the art, who they're not doing it to get the iced out chains or things of that nature. They're just doing it just strictly for the love of their passion. You know, they want to, first of all, they want to make people dance, make people think, feel good, whatever the case is, and that's why they do it. All right, but still, I could call us up, 347-857-4302. Still and all, still having technical difficulties. I don't know where my tech guy is. He normally handles this stuff for me. But it seems we're about to be up and running. So, like I said, call us up, 347-857-4302. It's Blog Talk Radio. Yo, we got, 7 days until Christmas. You know, what you guys doing for the holidays? You know, what's the plans? What are parties at? You know, let me know. And for those who are first-time listeners and things of that nature, this is Free Game Radio. For those, what's Free Game Radio? Is this a sports show? Nah. And what the premise of Free Game Radio is, it's, you know, stuff for you guys to listen to as you guys are getting showered and dressed and shaved and ladies getting little hair pieces on and all that good stuff. Before y'all hit the club, you know, send you guys out with a nice good little vibe going and everything like that. So that's pretty much our premise of Free Game Radio. We almost in it for, almost a whole year. Whole year pregame radio, so I'm real happy about that. We've been, we've been branched out. We've been networking, so big shout-out, MFIR Radio, this new show is Mr. Brooklyn LV. They came through last week, took over the show for those who, who missed it. That was actually one of our highest-rated. You know, we had the most call-ins, archived, even downloads of that show so far for the month of December, so big thank you, big shout-out to them. So now we're back up and running with our switchboard and everything like that. We'll get to a track, let some of the admins get up in the place, and we'll be right back. Spree Game Radio. Check this new joint out from Bruno Mars. I actually like it. It's called Grenade. Check it out. We'll be right back. Dumbass of the Week, news stories, and all that good stuff. Spree Game Radio.
Easy come, easy go, that's just how you live. Oh, take it all, but you never give. Should've known you was trouble from the first kiss. Had your eyes wide open, why were they open? Ooh.
Yeah, we are live, Brooklyn Black pregame radio. That was the new joint, Bruno Mars, Grenade. I like that joint. You know, it's got that real subtle, you know, thing to it. And with artists like that, Bruno Mars, even B.O.B., that shows me there's a small glimmer of hope that music, actual real music, could come back. Ab, what's good? What's going on? Let's see if you have Ab on the line. Pardon me for all the technical difficulties. It seems that, you know, Stacey has, I don't know, they ain't feeling what we're doing, but let's see if we get it back. Ab, what's good? So she's live on the air. What's going on with Ab today? All right, so, Ab, you there? Oh, wow, so we seem to have lost her, but we know Lady Still is in the building. You know, as always, you know, she rubs off her PK radio. For those who see my fan page on Facebook, all the news stories and up-to-the-date stuff, like where to write T.I. and where to write Cash Stacks. I don't know who the fuck would write Cash Stacks anyway, but, you know, she puts all that stuff up there and everything, so she keeps all you fans, everybody up to date as far as shows and things of that nature. Even if you're looking for something, go to the fan page, there's something for everybody, videos, anything. You can even go up there and put something up on your own if you want, you know, as long as you like the page. And that's pretty much it. See if I can get somebody else in here. It's like, damn, they don't even want me to have my regular co-host, you know, this is crazy. But we, you know, we're doing the damn thing. Lady Still, you hear me?
Yes, I am.
Hey, what's going on? Like I said, big shout out to Lady Still. She held it down with me last night while we were at the little underground showcase function. did you have a good time last night? You know, besides the fact, you know, we had to hem up the bartender dude, but other than that, it was a good show, right?
Yeah, the music was great, and I was pretty twisted, so I had a good time.
Hey. Well, she gets to have a drink and gets twisted. We got to have a good old time there, so that's what it seems like. But now, what's new? I just pretty much realized we got a week left until the birthday of baby Jesus. So what are you doing? What you got planned for the holiday, if anything?
Do you know, well, Christmas, my family, we actually do it a little different. We're not one of the people that, you know, wakes up early in the morning and opens our presents. They make a long, big spectacle, and we don't actually get to open up until Christmas night after our big Thanksgiving-like dinner. So me and my younger sister will be cooking that dinner. And as for New Year's, I have no clue yet, but I do have a pre-New Year's celebration that I'm having at my house. So for interested parties, they can hit you or hit me up on Facebook to get, like, location.
Oh, most definitely. Of course, keep us, you know, keep us posted in anything you do, because you may be doing a party today, but you're planning a fashion show next week. So always keep the family updated. Let us know what you're up to. It seems we got Ab back in the building. Ab, what's going on?
Yo, hello?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yo, my BlackBerry just rebooted itself, so I'm calling you from my backup phone. As soon as my shit, peace, what's good? As soon as my shit, boot back up, I'll be calling you back from the BlackBerry. So what's popping?
Oh, so you come alive and direct from the back phone, huh?
Yeah, basically. I like that first joint you played. That was from smooth, mellow, you know, different from the normal pregame shit. I like that.
Yeah, that was that new Bruno Mars Grenade, and I like that song. So I figured, you know, just to kind of tone the mood, just to start off, you know, I go into that and see what the people think. Lady Stills, are you a Bruno Mars fan? Are you digging that song?
Yeah, I actually did enjoy the song. I was going to ask
song?
Who it was. Huh?
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's pretty much what it was. We got a whole, you know, we got a big list, and also, too, with it being the end of the year coming up, we got a lot of big things. Also, coming up in the works, I'll probably bring it up in the next hour. It will be the first pregame radio giveaway. Yes, I'm giving you guys a prize, all you listeners and everything like that, which will be a mission for two to the Laugh Factory in Manhattan. So
that's what's up.
Stay tuned. I tell you guys pretty much how to do it. And mission is just to two drinking them. So go there, get two waters, and, you know, go and enjoy some last all on pregame radio. All right? Like I said, I'll bring that up in the next hour and everything like that. Ev, what you got planned for the holiday for baby Jesus' birthday?
Well, you know.
You want to be out caroling or?
That,
You make the eggnog?
Nah, I probably will be cooking some kind of concoction. Who knows at this point? But, you know, I don't, you know, really celebrate the religiosity that is Christmas. But, you know how we do, 12 o'clock. We, you know, the kids be out, we let them go ahead and rip up all that paper and shit and knock themselves out so that this way we get to sleep as long as we want to in the morning. So that's my plans, being with family and friends, loved ones. As for New Year's, I'll be home chilling. I'm not the club person. You know, I don't like crowds, shit like that. So I'll be home chilling.
For those who don't know, Ev just doesn't like people in general. You tell me no. Where there's one or three people there, she is not going.
That's fucked up, son. But true to an extent. But it's your birthday or something, I will show up.
And also for those who are wondering, yes, there will be a pregame show Christmas and New Year's. All right, so we gotta be doing it big. And shout out to Channel 4, they're showing my mom, Queen Center Mall, in the news right now. But so for those looking for phones, y'all know where to find me. Queen Center Mall, second floor, Macy's Wing. We got the T-Mobile merchandise and all that good stuff. Matter of fact, I'm going to get into our first pregame rewind, and then we're going to come back, get into Dumbass of the Week, and a couple of news stories, because there's been some real turbulent, crazy stuff going down this week, and I think we should have our own little say about it. We're talking about from the Don't Ask, Don't Tell Act being repealed, the Dream Act getting blocked, even other show hosts trying to take bus shots and talk shit about, you know, my pregame administrators, but we will be right back.
Whoa, back that up, what you just said.
Yeah,
we're going to
get right back
into
that.
Administrators?
Yeah, you know, they talk, you know, but we're going to get back into that in a little bit. And we got more on the way right now. This is, like I said, our first pregame rewind as soon as this hour goes down a little bit. And this was going to be something from the 90s, Mad Lion. So for those who don't know what I'm talking about, if you was in New York City, 91, 92, you know what this is.
Man, yeah.
Yes, even, it didn't even upload. But that's okay, it's all good, because, you know, one thing about this show, I always get to have a backup for the back of anything like that. So, Freak Everyone, Jay-Z, who you with from the Sprung soundtrack, 95-ish. I'll be right back, Freak Game Radio.
Jigger, Rockefeller, y'all, never sprung, huh? Yeah, beat the repertoire, for Paul, feel me on this one, for Paul, fearless, never sprung, huh? Know my style. I love bitches, thug bitches, shy bitches, rough bitches, don't matter, you're my bitches, go diggers with your eyes on my riches, can't knock your hustle for reals, aight bitches, I'm game tight, see it all through the platinum French frames with the French name, and the same night, pull you and your tight friend, lift your little dress like light wind, then I slide right in, you know the whole repertoire, US to the USSR, sexing in the Lexus car, match wits with the best of y'all, the rest of y'all's like vegetables in my presence, check it, reminiscing of nothing you ever heard, iceberg, slim baby, ride rims through the suburbs, funds coming lump sums, never end suburb, get money like I'm down south, Wednesday the 3rd is on,
yo to get more shows to rip, I suggest you on roll with the click,
who you with,
frozen wrists and flows
yeah.
Sick, more O's than you know exist,
yeah.
Bitch, who you with?
can't scheme on them. Rockefeller got a team on them. Chicks dream on them. Trick cream on them. Loser when dudes think it's just music. Lean on them. Flash green on them. And diamond rings on them. Sets around and wait girls down to meet eyes. With something every girl gotta have like Levi's. You keep eye, me eye more. See I roll. You can love me or hate me. Eat I all. I'ma stay winning. Rock the custom drive Bentleys. Never eating Denny's. And party like little pennies. Can he live? Trick or main chick. But if she leave, just a quick Indian give. Now what I look like, giving a chick half my trap, like she wrote half my rap, yeah, I'm having that. You be the same chick when you leave the bank book and the credit cards to take everything you came
more
with.
More dough to get, more shows to rip, I suggest you on roll with the click. Frozen wrists and flows are sick, more O's than you know exist.
Yeah, it's something niggas gon' find. Not at all funny, we taking all y'all bitches, taking all y'all money. Jay-Z rated AG, baby, that's all good. I think this ball in your hole, I'm Tiger Woods. If the money was the grass and your ass was the tea, when I hit it with this club, love, you coming with me. Grip you right up under your ass, put your back on the wall. Kinda tipsy, seeing triple, so I'm fucking y'all all. You remind me of this dream I had the night before. I'm kinda hoping the condom break to have a reason to go raw. I'm playing, hit the shower, hit the money spot, where all the models playing, big money is dropped. Drop the top, let her feel the moonlight and entrance her. She jumped all in my seat like the private dancer. I tell you something new, when you don't hop down off that butter soft shit with your shoes, I'ma step on the gas. She laughed, put her ass back in the proper place. She said I played my cards right and look, I got the ace. I told her boom, slow down baby. You feeling with a baller who whole round crazy,
more
it's on.
More dough to get, more shows to rip, I suggest you all roll with the click. Who you with? Frozen wrists and flows are sick. More O's than you know exist.
Yeah.
Bitch, who you with? Dough to get, more shows to rip, I suggest you all roll with the click.
Yeah.
Who you with? Frozen wrists and flows are sick. More O's than you know exist. Bitch, who you with? Dough to get, more shows to rip, I suggest you all roll with the click.
Who you with?
Frozen wrists and flows are sick. More O's than you know exist. Bitch, who you with? Dough to get, more shows to rip, I suggest you all roll with the click. Who you with? Frozen wrists and flows are sick. More O's than you know exist. B.I.D.
Who you with?
Fuck up. Jiggle. 9-7 shit. Next millennium. Recognize. Realize. Song. Rock a block, y'all.
I just want to call and apologize for the things that I was saying to you. You know, that was kind of, you know, ridiculous what I was saying. And I just wanted to thank you for giving Tata the message for me. We could still be cool. It was nice meeting you, too. Bye.
Yeah, that was, like I said, our first pregame rewind. Wait, am I on air or not? Oh, man, this thing is giving me all types of crazy problems right now. But we are back. That was our first pregame rewind. Jay-Z, who you with? That was like, what, 95, 96, I believe. Like I said, Brooklyn Black, Lady Steel, Edmund the Building. Don't worry, I see you guys. See you guys all over the courtroom, 347-857-4302. And right now, we'll start coveted time of the show, our Dumbass of the Week, right before we get to, you know, our musical guests and things of that nature. And tell me, you got something? As soon as I'm able to unmute your mic, there we go.
Hello?
Yeah, so what's up? You got a Dumbass of the Week? You got somebody we need to go in on real quick?
Well, it makes no sense, really, to go in. It's nothing we could really say that's going to change more or less what has happened. But once again, the taxpayer is burdened with the mistakes of all politicians that run our great city. My dumbass of this week, well, one of the dumbasses of this week is Mayor Bloomberg, our billionaire mayor of New York. I don't know if you've heard, but the city likes to contract out to other companies to fix whatever's wrong with the city. Apparently, the city had adopted something called City Time, which was it was supposed to be a system put in place where city employees had their hand or their retina scanned, and that is what logs them in and logs them out at the for the work day. It was supposed to be used to cut down on fraud and from people, you know, swiping their friends in and out. Either way, it was supposed to cut down on time and leave issues and abuse, okay? What wound up happening is the people that was in charge of it, one of them being a Joel Bondi, who is the director of the Office of Payroll Administration, City of New York, they stole $80 million from the city. What he did was he hired people that he said were consultants on this project whose expertise and knowledge of the situation was needed. That's why they were hired, even though these were people whose jobs basically were non-existent. He also had money siphoned out to his wife and his mother-in-law through shell companies. They also spent part of that money. The money wound up being 8 years behind schedule and, wow, maybe $63 million over budget. The funny thing about that is that Mayor Bloomberg's stance is that, a project of that magnitude, sometimes things happen and you don't catch up on everything and you just can't catch everything. So says our billionaire mayor. The flip thing about that is that I don't know if you guys know, but the poll workers, those people that are at the polls when you go to vote, who answer your questions or sometimes don't, give you assistance with the machines, operating the polls or whatever, what have you. Either way, the city is late on paying these people the $300 that they are entitled to. They get $100 for orientation, and they get $200 for the day. And they're there from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Not only are they late on paying them out, but the city has decided to start taking taxes out of that money. So this year will be the very first year where they will be taxing the $300 checks that they give to our poll workers. I really don't understand what the city really, what the fuck they're doing. I have not a clue. You let $80 million just slip through your fingers on a failed system that is just now being put into use and isn't even in use in all city agencies at the time. The man behind the scam has just been suspended without pay, but, I mean, does he really need the money now? They got $80 million from the taxpayer, so yeah, he can go with that. He can take the suspension without pay right now. But then you turn right around and you take even more from those that are already struggling and trying to make ends meet. I just don't understand it. But Mayor Bloomberg is my dumbass for the week for his stance on the whole thing, for not even being a little more outraged about it or even trying to make gains to retrieve the money. Right now, they're just like, they're going to charge them. The money's gone. There needs to be some type of accountability. Somebody needs to be held responsible, and someone needs to go after the taxpayers' funds.
True indeed. And see, Bloomberg, he say all that cool shit now, things happen. But had this guy who made this system worked for Bloomberg, his whole big financial thing, and $80 million just all of a sudden went up missing.
Yeah, it's not that so much that it went missing, it's just that they stole it, son. They stole
okay,
it.
That they stole
Why
it,
is
but
the
still,
city
let,
now
let
the guy?
Now, look,
the guy, Joel Bondi, right? one of the, okay, the guy that was directly in charge of the missing money, the ringleader of the conspiracy, name is Mark Mazur, okay? And he was the one that was, he's the one that is basically in charge of the program. He was more or less the liaison between his company and the city of New York, whom Joe Bondi represented as working for, as the director of the Office of Payroll Administration. Now, just to go to show you where the money went, Mazur, Mark Mazur, his wife, has a preschool. So far, her preschool has received $237,000 from the city of New York. Why? What the hell does a preschool have to do with what does a preschool have to do with installing scanners for people to be logged in and out of work? I have no idea. What does, when does the preschool come in at? And the, and for the year, $237,000. Okay? Taxpayer money.
I ain't gonna say it don't cost that much.
I am shocked. Well, no, not really. Nothing surprises me too much anymore. But just the wastefulness and just seeing how so many programs are suffering. Meanwhile, millions of dollars are just being given away to people that are already rich, that already have money, that are already wealthy. You know, and that also includes the bill that President Obama signed off on, but that's for later on. Maybe the next show we'll discuss that.
Okay, we'll definitely get into that next hour. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Right now we're talking about what's the dude named Joe Bondi, who,
and Mark
right under the city notice,
beat the city taxpayer out of $80
million.
$80 million.
And all he got is suspension without pay. Now, not to say one is, one evil is, you know, greater evil or whatever, but come on, this dude Posse, he got people for not even that much. All right, this Bernie Madoff dude, he, you know, he didn't even get people for that much. But
yes,
this guy ain't
Bernie Madoff got people for way more than $80 million, son.
Okay, but it wasn't city fund. Okay, now I'm saying there was these people.
Right,
stuff,
it, okay, right.
Dude,
it was right. It was investment. It wasn't city fund. You're right.
Yeah, these are, this, you know, Madoff, he took people's, you know, pensions and life savings and things like that. But this old Bondi dude takes $80 million of city money.
Taxpayer money.
Taxpayer money.
And they don't have music and art classes in school. They can't fund music or art classes in school.
And he just gets suspended? Like, come on, if anyone sees any type of light in it, please let me know. Call us up, 347-857-4302. Let's see. If there's anyone on the line who does have we're going to get into this one call. Calling last four is 9437. You are live on pregame radio.
I'm back.
Oh, what's going on, man?
What's up, baby?
What's going on,
man? How you been?
All right. Oh, this is Dave the Smart Guy. Dave the Smart Guy, you know, for those who don't know, he's Pre-game radio is what you call resident political analyst, all right? He delves into the whole political thing aspect as far as from a voter and even being ex-military personnel. You know, he comes and he breaks it down for all of us, you know, regular Joes who don't know. And also be on the lookout for his show called The Rundown coming soon on pre-game radio. So, Dave, man, what's up? Tell us, what do you think about this thing, man?
I think it's a whole fiasco, honestly. I mean, that's kind of a given. But realistically speaking, Isabel, the reason why they are really not pursuing this, though, is because, let's face it, man, everybody's drinking the same motherfucking Kool-Aid, and everybody's got their hand in the same fucking cookie jar, okay? They're just looking for fucking a fall guy. At the end of the day, fucking that money's never going to be fucking recovered. So figure somebody does a fucking, like, somebody will do a 20-year stretch. By the time they got out, they still got that fucking money anyway. So, who the fuck, I mean, they're not going to pursue it as fucked as much as I really wish they would pursue it. They're not going to. Okay, that's the way they fucking roll. Fucking, You know how fucking supposedly Bloomberg makes like what, like a dollar a year or some horse shit like that? I mean, that's all fine and dandy. It's a whole charade. I mean, but let's face it though, he ain't doing it for the money. He's doing it for the fucking influence. That's a given. I mean, it's a fucking farce as to what our politics have come to these days. I mean, let's face it. I mean, when the long running joke is how do you tell if a politician is lying when he opens his fucking mouth, is like people fucking know that joke already. I mean, you really gotta start asking yourself though. I mean, fucks it all for?
I hear you on that one. Lady Still, what are your thoughts on it? Is she still there? Lady Still, hello.
Hey, Raw.
Alright, so we'll get back to her. We're going to take this next call, 8088, right before we move right into the next dumbass, because I've got one myself. But 8088, you are live on Pre-Game Radio.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about Bernie Madoff. He may have did what he did, but he did what he did to all those rich folks. And he did what he did to them, what's been going on to the regular people forever. He ripped off the rich people. He didn't rip off any regular Joe like us. He got them. And that's why it was a real big deal. So in actuality, he's kind of like a hero because he did something to the rich folks that none of us would have never been able to do. And as far as this other guy, these guys here that did the $80 million ripoff, they did that, yes. And that's taxpayers' money. And city workers, we didn't need it. Nobody needed that. But they had a history together anyway. So what happened? Who dropped the ball on that? Because anybody that put those guys in a position to be able to accomplish something like that didn't do their homework. Because had they done that, they would have known these guys.
Call them.
And that's it. I'm done. That's all I have to say about it.
All right, okay. So thank you. So as far as that, of course, we're pretty much all in consensus that, Bloomberg, State of New York, you're domestic. One, not doing the research on your Joe LeBondi, dude. And two, just to, like, brush it off, like, it was nothing. That's $80 million. You know how much $80 million will help New York City right now? But, like I said, that's just me. On to the next, on to our next dumbass. We got... Well, here's mine, and this was sent to me. The Tea Party, our right-wing Republicans, they've decided to boycott the Disney/Marvel upcoming movie, Thor, because they have black actor Idris Elba. For those who know who that is, he's more so famous for his role as Stringer Bell in the first three seasons of The Wire. All right, he's going to be playing one of the many gods that, for those who are comic fans, Thor is, guardian of Asgard and due to like Viking mythology and things of that nature. And even Thor himself is derived from African, not even say mythology, but older African history. He represents the embodiment of Thor, even down to his hammer. It all comes from African mythology from way time back that most people still hold true to this day. But pretty much the Republicans are boycotting because this character is being played by a black man. Not because it's Idris Elba, not because they feel what he's done in the past has no, it wouldn't be a good look. None of that. But just because this god is supposed to be allegedly depicted as a white man, blonde hair, blue eyes. But then there's no other reason for them to boycott the fucking movie.
It looks like a fucking awesome movie.
Even with that, what's up?
It looks like a fucking awesome movie.
Right. So it would be an awesome fucking movie. And they're saying because they have this black actor in it, that's going to take from the storytelling. My point is, since when was the motherfucking Tea Party concerned with what went down in a fucking comic book?
I don't fucking know, dude. I got no clue, man. I'm going to keep it real with you, though. I used to be a registered Republican until the motherfuckers lost their mind. I'm just a dude paying attention to what the fuck's going on now.
That's ridiculous. A movie? They don't have nothing else better?
No.
No.
The
no,
dunk cave
in
Obama's head in.
That's real,
like the
that's real funny. That's ridiculous.
Right now, the movie is in post-production. Like, they just released a lot of trailers on it and everything like that. So you guys get a chance. Definitely hit up YouTube, type in Thor trailer, anything like that. And what you see is a dope movie. Like, if you saw the end of Iron Man 2, you already know Thor's going to be a dope-ass movie.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying, like I said, because Idris Elba is a black man playing a god from Viking mythology, which is pretty much all it is, mythology, because, come on, let's be for real. There is evidence of black men being here first and everything. And I'm not trying to go black power, Huey Newton, you guys, but with the whole with European mythology, that's all it is. Mythology, that shit is made up. Like, there's no evidence of Zeus or even the demigods, Hercules, his friends and things of that nature. But if you go back, you know, in African history, there is some sort of evidence that this happened, that this existed. You know, even in the Bible that's been changed and altered and written by man, which boggles the hell out of me, it says the Garden, you know, which is where civilization started, was in where? Ethiopia. So there's evidence, hardcore evidence. Even on their side, there's hardcore evidence.
But, so it makes you really kind of ask the question, though, why is Jesus a white guy? I'm just fucking, like, poking holes in logic here, man. I mean, you really think, like, if Jesus lived down there, you know, I mean, you really think that he would have fair skin? At least give the man a fucking sunburn. Come on.
Well, in the Bible, it says his skin was copper and his hair was wool, so I don't know how he wound up with those European features that he has.
I blame the Vatican.
That's crazy, too. That is if Jesus even existed, because I just find it hard to believe that a man took a couple of loaves of bread and a few fish and fed thousands of people, and they couldn't even put up a statue of his ass, written something down on the wall somewhere. I just don't get it.
Drew a picture, something. But that's just me. You know, but
I don't know. The magical zombie thing just doesn't appeal to me anymore. I mean, I still think Christmas is awesome. But, you know, the whole, like, fucking, like, worshipping a zombie on a fucking cross thing, not fucking working for me anymore like I used to.
All right,
yeah,
so now, we're pretty much on that. Come on, like I said, you right-wing guys, you guys are assholes for that. Find something else to talk about, you know, find something else to poke holes at and all that good shit. You know, leave the fucking movie alone. Let Idris Elba get his money. Let him get paid. If he can do the fucking part, let him do the fucking part.
Well, I mean, you know what? We need to maybe investigate in who produced the movie, who's the money behind the movie, because most times when these guys do stupid shit, they're not attacking the actual thing. They're attacking the person behind it. So it could be some other type of agenda that they have going on, because, I mean, really, it's just really just looks really stupid to take a whole political party and put a focus on who's playing a role in the movie. How dumb is that?
That's some weak sauce.
Yeah, that's just really, nah. You know, that makes that just makes no sense. So, all right.
All right, so now we're going to get into some that's just, you know, local news. And good thing we got Dave Smart Guy on the check-in. So, therefore, he can give us, you know, the political, what to say, you know, on how to say rundown and what's not. But still, you know, we still got some new music waiting for the live check-in from Trey Brown. We're getting some new joints from him. Shout out to him. Shout out to Gage, DTF, the whole fam over there. They're supposed to be on the check-in as well. So probably.
Son, I have a question.
What's up, son?
I have a question.
What's up, son?
Is 50 Cent really dating Chelsea from Chelsea lately? Is that true, son? Is that for real, son?
Well, let's ask our resident reporter, our news getter, Lady Steele. What do you say? Is 50 actually dating Chelsea Handler?
I think it's publicity. I don't doubt that maybe they could have possibly slept together once or twice, but for the most part, publicity.
Okay, because I saw something on Media Takeout, and I'm sorry, guys. To me, Media Takeout is just not the most reliable source.
It's just like the National Inquiry fucking video.
Basically. But, I mean, I saw pictures, and it didn't look like it was doctored of them, you know, hugged up together, her kissing him, you know.
No, they've been hanging out because she always, well, she clicks with all of them, but, yeah, I think it's more publicity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I don't think it's completely innocent. And
well, yeah, nowadays, anything's fine.
I can't believe Chelsea has made it known. She's made it known on her show, Twitter, all that good stuff, that she loves the brothers. So, actually, I say it may be true, it may not, but I wouldn't put it past it. You dig what I'm saying? And for those who may have seen, for those who may have seen that MTV Movie Awards, you know, you see the type of ribbon she was giving Rick Ross, you know, and all that. So, like I said, I wouldn't put it past her. So you said something?
I'm sorry, I just had to
know. And I love him to death, I do. Anybody that knows me knows I'm, like, the biggest Diddy stan ever. But he has to get, he gets to share half of the dumbass of the week with the other, some of the residents from New York and Forest as well for the last Train to Paris promotional campaign with the response.
That was
the
some
city.
Real funny, inventive shit, though. Like, and straight up, you had to be an idiot to believe that you could leave New York City and get a fucking last train to Paris, all right? Like, you had to be stupid, but like I said, that was inventive, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he should have went through the right channels, like going through the mayor's office, like, hey, I want to put these up on train stations and yada, yada,
yeah,
yada.
Because they said he had, like, conductors running around talking about hop aboard the last train.
Now, the conductors are fucking stupid because I think if the trains were to go anywhere besides their designated routes, they would be the first to know.
Flatbush, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, they would be the first to know. Like, yes, railroad riding trains, last stop will not be J Street, last stop will be Paris. Like, they would know before they got on the train. They would know before everyone. So for them to believe that shit, that makes him stupid. And like I said, I don't say Diddy gets the mess of the week for that because, only because, like I said, that was really messed up. He should have probably went through the proper channels and not just banking on his celebrity that it'll be okay.
Yeah.
Because this has not been a good week for Diddy anyway. Now,
I know.
Diddy's getting banned from hotels now, you know. But those,
really?
But those who didn't
that's
see,
you're talking to act like Sergio from Get the Degree.
Party.
Wait, put me on, what happened?
That was not his
okay,
fault.
Okay, Diddy had an album release party for the Dirty Money album, right?
Mm-hmm.
And comedian Kevin Hart was doing some commentary on the via Ustream. And there was a model in the background, you know, just chilling in the hot tub, playing the background, and her hair catches fire.
Because they had, like, candles, like tea candles all around the tub or whatever.
Yeah, they had teacup candles all around, and somehow her hair caught fire.
She could got
and
not close.
And
that
kind of shit.
And Kevin Hart started,
you know,
it was funny as hell, though. I mean,
like, straight up, it was funny as hell. So for those who don't know, get at me on the Facebook. I did post it on the fan page as well as my own personal page, so you go check it out. It is on there. My opinion, Kevin Hart's reaction was just hilarious, because first thing he said was, did you record that shit? That shit was raw. And he just started laughing.
It's wrong.
But he shouldn't get in trouble for that, but he is.
No,
so he's banned from Hotel London,
but
and now
on,
she's claiming.
Did he have the history of fucking shit up in the city?
That's on tape, though.
No matter how much money he has,
And now she's trying to maximize by, you know, because it's worse if it's her real hair, so of course it's her real hair.
Well, shit, because now she's got the craziest exposure. You know how quickly she blew up now?
Yeah.
She's now known as the girl whose hair caught fire on Biddy's U Street. She's going to be the butt of all jokes for at least the next 2 months.
Well, she's taking him to court.
Well, I guess Diddy can also be forced to a new lawsuit.
And like you I said, Diddy has a history of fucking shit up in New York City. Have we all forgotten the City College fiasco?
We don't need to think about it anymore. That was over a decade ago.
When he shot the club and shot at the rap for it, I'm just saying.
That was still like a decade ago, too.
Have we forgotten that?
Yes.
Have we forgotten all that?
He didn't shoot up the club. Sean shot up the club.
Exactly.
No, Diddy shot up the club. Sean took the rap for it.
Listen. Sean did it. Okay.
Diddy scared the death to hold a gun. What are you talking about?
Hey.
Nah, he was smoking that Jeffrey when he did it.
And, oh, did you guys hear that today G. Depp confessed to a murder that he apparently committed, like, years ago, and he just walked into the precinct and confessed to it?
No.
Well, I guess with that one, like, the guilt was killing him, because if it was years ago.
Yeah, I think, like, over 10 years ago.
Yeah, like, even though there's no statute of limitation on murder, but if it was years ago and he was still able to, like, because think about it, 10 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, that's when he was hot, you know, having kids do the Harlem Shake and shit, and he all over TV, touring and all this good shit. You know what I'm saying? And he did all that. I mean, what's the point?
Does he have a new album coming out?
Well, would it really matter if you're facing 25 to life?
No, does he have something coming out? I mean, you know, motherfuckers do stuff for publicity. 9 times out of 10, you motherfuckers just do shit for attention.
Last I heard, he was, like, on drugs too much to even become, like,
wow,
to have the attention to record a new album.
Yeah, straight up. So, anybody listening, call us up, 347-857-4302. You want to get on air, get a shout-out, whatever, press the one on your phone, and don't worry if you miss anything. We got a whole nother hour. Expect Trey Brown on the check-in, Gage from the DTF fam on the check-in. And also, too, our first pregame giveaway, all right? Tickets for two to the Laugh Factory over in Manhattan. So check in with us, and we're going to keep it going. But while we got Dave Smart on here, I wanted to bring up, because also this happened, I believe, yesterday, because today's Saturday, the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy has been repealed. Now, Dave, as a serviceman, well, former serviceman, with that being repealed, what does that really mean for people in the service who are gay or lesbian?
That's going to mean for all of those that got caught up.
Yo.
Go on, sorry.
Yo, listen, what happened was that there was a lot of guys that were, what this means is, though, I mean, a lot of guys, they don't have to really hide that, though. They don't have to constantly feel like there's some kind of sword hanging over their head. I mean, the thing is, though, if you really think about it, though, having a clear conscience like that and having a clear head, though, makes a GI perform a little better. They don't feel as distracted. Not to mention there's going to be a lot of good, like, there's a lot of good freaking soldiers, a lot of good officers. They got discharged because they got outed. Now what's going to happen is, though, that discharge they faced will actually end up getting repealed, and they have the option to actually now re-enlist, which is pretty good, though, because let's face it, you're short on decent leadership, okay? But the thing is, though, when it comes to a combat zone, if you can hold your own damn weight, then, I mean, you can fucking pull a trigger. That's my take on it, honestly. I mean, I'm not going to be carrying anybody else's weight out there. Realistically speaking, though, if I had a substandard Marine in my fucking squad that is actually running the risk of getting one of us killed, I'd put a fucking bolt in his head myself. Mainly because I will not sacrifice any of the squad members for a fucking weak link. Plain and simple, I do not coddle weak. Okay, this is combat. People make mistakes, you pay with your life. End of fucking story. That's the way it is. But again, I mean, if you've gone through that rigorous training to get there, then who the fuck am I to fucking, and who the hell am I to say anything about you deserving to be here or not, though, because of what you do on your time off? That's none of my business.
All right. Makes sense to me.
All right. So, have you heard an agreement, Lady Stitt? What do you say?
I don't see what the big deal was anyway. You like who you like. Whatever. Whatever. As long as you there, as long as you perform in your function, whatever your job is to do, you got to be the best at it. That's all. If you are defending this country or you are responsible for the safety of 10 or 20 other people, then you can't be that weak link. But whatever you do on your downtime is your business.
All right.
What issue in the first place?
All right, so check it out. We're going to be right back. I'm going to give you guys another pre-game rewind. Hopefully, we have Dave Small got back by with two. We're going to dig a little bit into cyberbullying, you know what I'm saying? Because this is something, and it's annoying the hell out of me. So I think I got to speak on it also, too. We're going to speak about, Lady Stitt, she appeared on another show, and we're going to find out what went down. We're going to have our own little views on it. And straight up, I'm going to make a move to have that said host on pregame radio so he can defend his actions or whatever. And, you know, see what happens just on some grown adult thing. I don't know, hey, I'm trying to get ratings, so I'm starting about fucking internet radio beef and now saying, because that's just retarded. But, I'm doing it just so, I mean, we get it going and put an end to it, because maybe it was a misunderstanding, but I'll let you guys be the judge of it when we get back pregame radio. Check out this podcast, and we'll be back 5 minutes. So charge your phones, hang up, call back, refresh your computers, and we'll be right back. All right, pregame radio.
Sip the juice. I got enough to go around, and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk, and then talk to Hawk, New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. Make money in Manhattan and never been tooken. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down, get strong on the island, recruit for lay around. Time to build my juice back up, pop that up. Suckers get smacked up, don't doubt the clout. They know what I'm about, knocking niggas off, knocking niggas out. Shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. I get cocked deep, living 40s to beer. Here's a sip with the clues, that's the teeth. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody got a stuff, I just might spare one and give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on feed, and I do work with these like Hercules. Switch the southpaw, switch your right jaw, cause I don't like y'all, I'm hype for nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull up these down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness, cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Gino, kill like the middle. Black and Bino, die like a hero. Living on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shells lay around on the battleground. Dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot. Who cares where it goes? Just keep the cast closed. No remorse when the life is lost. I paid my dues, paid the cost. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth from Mac. Even if my crew is deep, I'm one deep. I track attention, and people like to see. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops and crazy juice. Take control of many, like I am total commanding. Hang out with super weapons, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't walk to die. But no war in a shop, I'm gonna draw them a lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Areas in fear, but this here's the fear. Living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the leg. Time to yawn, showers on, power's on, late for school, I catch the train, girl.
the vibe. Read up my resume, she know I'm ready cool. Just meet me at school. We can moon and groan until your mom come home. And you'll be calling me Al Dope Capone. Sweat me, you just wanna let me loose. Come get me, that's if you wanna sip the juice. Cut the streets to wave me, so I take my gun off safety. There's a lot of niggas hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics. They wet me up, in a puddle of blood. I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge.
Initiating shutdown sequence.